Our program is quite comprehensive in the hand and power tools in relation to working with wood. My goal is to incorporate quite a bit of home repair and remodeling and restoration of objects. We have plenty of opportunities within our facility to work on small projects that we can actually give back to the school through our labor. The students participate right away in a program that takes them through the use of hand tools, primarily working with wood, woodworking tools. They do a comparatively simple box project made of cedar or eastern white pine. The entire box is built by hand using a selection of hand tools. And then after the student has completed that project, they ring the celebratory bell and are greeted by everyone in the community for a job well done. And then they continue to work on a design for their second project, which is a medium-sized tool chest, kind of loosely based on a tool chest design from the late 1800s in both England and the United States. The goal is for the students to not only think of acquiring kind of upper level technology, but to begin to think about how it is important in their lives to have very basic tools to take care of the things in their world, to have a greater independence, to have a greater self-reliance. And that tool chest project, it's the vehicle for the students' introduction into the world of power tools. We have quite a lovely outfitted shop. We have a sliding compound radial arm saw, a Delta table saw, which is a rock solid piece of equipment, a drill press, and a shaper, router table, various handheld routers that we use, a joiner, planer. The only thing in our shop that is different than a sighted shop is the measuring device that we use, which is a click rule. And all of the other techniques that we use in the shop are shared with anyone who may be sighted who's working with the very same tools. The click rule is a wonderful tool that is designed on a spiral threaded bar that clicks at a 16th of an inch, and we're able to tactilely identify those measurements, allowing us to split that 16th of an inch tactilely so we can actually get down to a 32nd of an inch accuracy with our click rule, which compared to a tape measure is as accurate, if not more accurate. Industrial arts is important inside the curriculum of Blind Ink, because that type of tactile learning to be able to manipulate your world around you is vital to living. Personally, I've been manipulating stuff in my world since I was a little boy. I've always been making things and taking care of things, and I think that there is such it's an act to be able to work with your hands and your head and your heart allows us to really to have a kind of an upper level control of our lives. Our students come in, and after just a few weeks, they are so comfortable with manipulating material, with cutting wood, with making complex angles for different types of construction on projects. It has an incredible ability to empower an individual.